You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm. Today, I've got Joe McCall on the show. Joe, how you doing?
Awesome. How about you, Ken?
I'm doing very good. So Joe and I are actually in a mastermind together, and you may know Joe from his wholesaling lease options program he's got out there, but most people probably know him from Real Estate Investing Mastery. Joe, tell us just a little bit about your podcast.
Man, I've been doing mine since 2011. I love doing it. We just we interview a lot of really cool people similar to what you're doing, and we talk about deals that we're doing and kind of what's working, what's not. It's a great podcast. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy doing it.
Now, Joe, how long have you been in real estate? How did you get started being an investor?
Well, I was kind of by accident. I was working for a company that was moving me around a lot. We rented out our house, and I discovered real quick I hated being a landlord. And then, of course, I read the obligatory Rich Dad Poor Dad book, and I got excited about real estate. And but I knew I didn't want to be a landlord. So I was reading this other book, and they had a chapter in there about lease options. And I fell in love with lease options because it allows you to rent your properties now to somebody who wants to buy it. And as long as you have a good house and you do a lot of good pre-screening, just like you would with any kind of regular rental, you can find people that will take better care of your home than a regular tenant would because they are trying to buy it. So I fell in love with lease options. This was back in 06. And I started doing a lot of lease options, and 2009 was when I finally was able to quit my job.
So you were actually doing the lease options while you were still working full-time somewhere?
Yeah, no joke. I was trying to do a lot of wholesaling. I was doing a lot of direct mail, and I was throwing away a ton of leads. I was getting real frustrated with throwing away so many leads. And I liked lease options because they allow you to control property without owning it, right?
Sure.
So I said to myself, well, why can't I wholesale lease options now? So instead of trying to get a property at 50, 60 cents on the dollar, which is hard to do, why don't I take all these leads that I'm throwing away and that don't have any equity and see if the seller would be willing to lease that property for a few years and then sell it? And I was finding a lot of sellers that were saying, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And so I would tie up the property with a contract. And instead of flipping my contract or selling my contract to an investor, I'd sell my contract to a tenant buyer. And that's what, when I was working my full-time job, I started making more money doing that part-time than I was at my full-time job. And that's when I quit my job in 2009. Now, since then, I do all kinds of deals. I right now, I'm actually doing more traditional wholesaling deals because in some ways, they're easier because I outsource a lot of my business. Mm-hmm. So I partner with other wholesalers.
Gotcha. And then I do know, you know, for those folks that don't know Joe, he's the king of systems. You've got a system for just about everything. And if there's a service out there on the internet that makes your life easier, Joe has figured it out. That's for sure.
Well, it's fun.
Well, you've got it figured out. You've definitely got it dialed in. So you've been full time then since 09, really.
Yes, full time. You know, I probably spend 25% to 50% of my time doing deals. And I won't go into specific numbers, but it's enough to definitely support me full time. And I'm doing deals now in about 4 to 5 different markets, just regular wholesaling deals. And the rest of my time I spend teaching and coaching. I really enjoy doing my podcast at Real Estate Investing Mastery. And I like teaching, I like coaching. And we even have a done-for-you marketing service that we're helping people now set up their systems and do their marketing for them.
Man, that's fantastic. Now, how many students are you up to now that have subscribed to that?
Well, we have right now probably 30 active, well, 25
okay.
active students in that. So people come in and out. Some people stay a long time, some leave early. In fact, you know, it's funny, the biggest complaint we get is, I got too many leads. I can't keep up with it.
Sounds like a good problem to have.
Well, it is, but some people, they just can't handle that. They get overwhelmed and then they get behind. And so that's some of it maybe is a mental game, but a lot of it I think is just, you know, they got all these leads, and by the time they finally get to call them, it's too late. I mean, the lead is 2 or 3 days cold, and by then it's just might as well be dead.
Sure. And so for most of these students, it's really like a business in a box. You get them set up with the CRM, you help them with the direct mail, you get the phone ringing, you teach them what to do when the phone rings, and there's just deals out there. And how many states are you guys in?
Oh, boy. At least 20, I guess.
Wow.
Different 15 to 20, that's a good question. I need to look at that. But these are guys that we're doing the marketing for them. So first thing we do is we look at, okay, where's the demand? Where are all the investors buying the properties in your county? We find the top, 10% of the zip codes, the top 50% of the zip codes, let's say. Mm-hmm. And then we find with the best lists to mail to in that list. And so we do the postcards to them. We'll also have some VAs that we hire on our team that will do some different little things. Like our VAs will scrape Craigslist in their market and send text messages and then put any positive responses into Podio. And then if the client wants to do follow-up marketing, because we tell everybody, look, you should send a contract to every seller you talk to. Mm-hmm. We just started doing this where they can put into Podio, they can check off a button, and then our team will send follow-up mail and contracts to those sellers for our clients.
Man, that is fantastic. And I've heard that before, that every phone call deserves a contract, because at some point in time, it's a numbers game. 1 in 50, 1 in 100, who didn't appear interested initially will still take that physical contract and call you back on it at some point in time.
Well, it's important because no means not yet. They'll want to sell their property eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you can get them at the right time. And so that's what we try to do. We teach, we operate under the philosophy of no lead left behind, right? Mm-hmm.
That's a great philosophy.
Yeah.
So now with all these students out there doing deals, have you had the opportunity to partner on all these deals, or are you more facilitating?
Well, there's two different things I do. So my Done For You marketing coaching program, I'm not partnering with anybody. They pay us an upfront fee and a monthly amount, and we just set up everything and do it for them. But they do the deals on their own. When I'm partnering with other wholesalers in other markets, it's more of a partnership where I'm paying for the marketing up front. Mm-hmm. I'm pre-screening the leads, sending it to the wholesaler, who then goes and meets with the seller, gets it under contract, flips it. And then we split the profits. And a lot of times the marketing as well.
Mm-hmm.
We split that 50-50. So I'll get reimbursed half of the marketing, and we'll split the wholesale fee. Anywhere from 5 to 10, maybe more, we'll split that 50-50.
I gotcha. Well, that leads us to our next question. So with all these deals that you're partnering on and all the deals that you're doing, in your own business, in your own market, what would you say is your best deal ever?
Well, my best deal is always the last one.
That's right. It's the check in hand, right?
Yeah. And I'm actually looking at a check right now for $4,439.51.
Okay.
And this is a property in a suburb south of us in Fenton, Missouri. And I was trying to pull up the data on the – in fact, Sheila, maybe you can help me find the seller lead information on this property, because I can – oh, it was a HUD. That's why it's not in there. So this was a HUD property.
Okay.
And we just didn't – we didn't start bidding on HUDs until a month or two ago. And I don't know why. I was talking to my podcast co-host about this earlier, and I started, I helped a friend of mine, Sean Terry, come out with his HUD course like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped him by I was the guy hosting the webinars, and I was the one recording. I set up the website and I recorded the webinar, and he was teaching it. And so I knew about HUDs for a long time, and I just never really did it. I've always done direct mail. Well, we decided a couple months ago to start bidding on HUDs, and this is our first deal from HUD, Sheila, right? And then we got – when's the next one closing? Is that the one next week? Okay, I'm putting her on the spot. We've turned down – we've gotten probably 4 or 5 accepted in the last month, and we actually had to not sign the contract on 2 or 3 of them because we were in it too high. But anyway, we're figuring it out as we go.
Sure.
And I don't know any more details other than that. So the way I'm doing this right now is I have my assistants doing all the marketing. So we're sending out the postcards. They're bidding on HUDs. Once we get a potential deal in, either if it's a HUD that we get accepted, my wholesaler that I'm partnering with will go look at the property, and then, you know, he'll sign the contracts in his name, I believe. And then he'll sell it to his buyers, which is what happened with this deal. If it's a postcard lead, which are maybe 90% of our deals, my VA pre-screens the leads, and then they put them into Podio, so we manage everything inside of Podio. Mm-hmm. Once that lead is pre-screened, we put them in a different motivation buckets. And my wholesaler on the ground, he's one of those guys who has done tons of deals for a long time. He's been in the business for 10 years, but he's never really been good at doing his own marketing. He gets all of his leads from referrals or from the banks. He has pocket listings and things like that. So mm-hmm. when I approached him, I said, hey, I like doing the marketing. I'm good at that. Let me do the marketing and send you the pre-screened leads and we'll split the deals. And he loves it. So it's working out pretty well. So I never hear anything about the deals until if I were to go in and Podio, I could figure it out what's going on. But many times I don't even know about the deal until I get the check.
That's not a bad way to operate a business.
Well, there's a lot of trust involved, you know.
Sure.
Like I've trained my team to do the marketing. I've trained my VAs to pre-screen the leads, and everything goes in Podio. And the Podio is a great tool to have accountability, mm-hmm. right? Because we can hold our team accountable because it's all tracked inside of Podio. Mm-hmm. Some of our leads will refer to realtors, you know.
Yep.
So I have to trust my wholesaler that he's not going around my back, and I don't think he is because it's a small community. His reputation is everything. If it were discovered that, you know, he's cheating somebody, that would hurt his business long term down the road with other people.
Sure.
And I'm the guy bringing him the lead. So the last thing he wants to do is go behind my back, because then, okay, I'm going to stop doing the marketing. He's not going to get any more of my leads. I'll give them to somebody else.
Sure.
So so far it's been working out great. You know, not every market I've gone into has been a big success. Some have been better successes than others. But I really like this model because it allows me to do deals and not be involved in them.
Right.
We just got back from a 2.5 month RV trip around the northwest quarter of the United States. And during that time, we were gone, I don't know, we did 5 or 6 deals in about 2 or 3 different markets, and then did another 4, 5, 6 deals after I got back that next month, just because, you know, it's a machine, it's a system. Mm-hmm. The marketing goes out every week. The calls come in, the VAs pre-screen them, they get sent to the wholesaler. He's the kind of guy who just wants to be in his car and driving around looking at properties, making offers, sitting at the seller's kitchen table and building rapport. He's good at that. That's what he likes to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm sending him the leads. And once he gets it under contract, he already has a great buyer's list. He already knows the title companies to use that will allow him to do the assignments or the double closings. And, you know, if he has to use his own funds to close the deal, he can do that. Mm-hmm. So it's really a match made in heaven. He's happy. I'm happy. And it's so far I'm really excited about it. And I'll just say this, because I know I'm probably already past my time.
No, that's fine.
I'm starting to do this for realtors now. I'm trying this out. If I could find top producing agents and if I can do the marketing, since I am licensed, I can bring them leads and get referral commissions.
Absolutely.
And so we've been doing that for the seller side, and now we're starting to test it on the buyer side as well. And there's opportunities for folks out there listening to this. Well, you know, you can do marketing for wholesalers, but you can also do marketing for licensed agents. If you're licensed yourself, you can send leads to them and get a referral commission on every listing that they'd sell.
And is that specifically for listing leads, or also you're sending out marketing for potential buyers?
Both. Well, so for the last 2 months, I've been testing this with just listings. And it's been okay. I'm not getting as many leads as I would have hoped. Not as many leads as for investing, right? Like
sure.
Sending an ugly postcard that says, hey, I want to buy your house. You get a better response from that. But we're just now starting to test doing marketing for buyers. And I've talked to other guys who are doing this. And you get a better bang for your buck when you are actually marketing for buyers. And you get you know, it works out to be, if you're doing Google pay-per-click, it works out to be about $10 per lead. And, you know, maybe 5 to 10% of those leads will actually turn into a buying commission, if that makes sense.
Sure. That's actually a pretty high ratio. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So that's what we're doing right now. If you want to talk again in a month, I have better numbers for you. But I really like testing and tweaking those things.
You know, I think maybe we should change the title of this episode from Best Deal Ever to Best Business Ever, because you've got your business extremely dialed in. And it's funny, being that hands-off, it's when you've got a check sitting on your desk and you're not even sure where the deal came from or who did it. I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, that to me, that's a testament to the systems you put in place.
Well, I've been blessed too.
And that's fantastic. Well, Joe, we appreciate you being on. Tell us now, how can we find you? Where are your websites at? How can we locate your podcast?
Well, yeah, if you go to realestateinvestingmastery.com, realestateinvestingmastery.com, that's my podcast website. If you're interested in that done-for-you marketing stuff that I talked about, I wrote a book that it's free. People can get. They just pay shipping and handling. And that kind of talks about the opportunity, and you can get more information about that. If you go to freebasicbook.com, freebasicbook.com, you can get some information about the book. We'll ship it out to you. You can read more about what we do. It's called Brilliant at the Basics. It's a simple book about being really good at the basic stuff in real estate. And then that'll tell you more information about our marketing partnering program.
Man, to me, just seeing what you've done so far, it seems like a no-brainer for somebody that's looking to break into real estate investing. They're not really sure where to get started or how to do the direct mail. I mean, to plug into a system that you've already put together, I mean, that to me, it's a no-brainer.
We're just doing the same things that we're doing in our own business every day. My business partner, Peter, he's wholesaling, I'm not kidding, 30 properties a month right now in the Atlanta market. And just, you know, even if somebody wants that big of a business, we have the systems that can do that. Even if you only want to do a couple deals a month, it's the same systems. Mm-hmm. It's just at a different scale. It's so funny. People try to complicate this business, but it's really not that hard. Right.
I can attest to the fact, because Peter and I know Peter, we're both in Atlanta and we've done
a
ton of business together here as of late. But yeah, literally almost every day I see a new email coming across my, you know, from him with the most recent wholesale deal he's sending out. So it legitimately is working for him.
Yeah, he's a machine. And I don't want to be that big. Right. I mean, he's working 40, 50 hours a week, but I, you know. He makes fun of me because I like to drive around in a box all around the country, and he thinks that's completely absurd. But that's, I'd rather do that. I only want to work 15, 20 hours a week.
Oh, absolutely.
In my deal business.
And have the checks just coming in, sitting at your desk trying to figure out where they came from. I mean, to me, that's not a bad gig.
Right.
Well, Joe, thanks so much for being on the show. We'll catch up with you soon. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Ken. See you.
All right. Bye. Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do 5 simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number 1, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number 2, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number 3, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number 4, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number 5, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all five of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.